Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, hump day as we broadcast today. We are happy to do so from Heroes Bar and Grill. We are in Glen Mills. Thrilled to be here. Thrilled as this is an outgrowth of the Eagles Autism Foundation and an item last year that was bid on. And we thank and salute Mentic Construction. Because they're the one who put up the money to the Eagles Autism Foundation to get our show on the road, which we are in Glen Mills. By the way, you can be here. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Breakfast is here, so you can eat some breakfast here, hang out with us as we do the show. Again, from Heroes Bar and Grill in Glen Mill, and we thank Mentic Construction, who teamed up with their buddies from Heroes Bar and Grill to make this remote broadcast possible. Well, a lot to discuss today with you at 215-592-9494. Obviously, the Eagles as they gear up for the Bucs. The Phillies as they gear up for the playoffs. And the Phillies last night, not so good. Late, really good for a while, then not so good near the end. Ultimately, a loss. We'll get into it all with you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, bud?
Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Coke cost a nickel for almost 70 years.
Well, inflation has been a factor. Yeah, that is for damn sure.
No, so that 70 years is a long time to stay that long.
For almost 70 years.
There was no inflation.
That's an incredible amount of time.
I guess that's right.
We're talking the 1880s to like the 1950s, and it was, it held out for a long time.
That James, I like your point, the opposite of inflation.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Also, by the way, I never noticed, I've always thought about this until right now when Joe does the hello Joe, it's like the Seinfeld Newman thing. I never realized I never noticed it till now. It's totally like Newman. Good talk. That's good stuff.
I've noticed it.
Ooh.
All right, so how you reacted is kind of how I'm feeling right now about a baseball team this week. Now listen guys, it is what it is. You're gonna win a lot. You're gonna listen. We know the deal. If you play 162 freaking games, you're going to lose about 60-something. You might lose 70. This team's going to make the playoffs. They're going to finish with about 95 wins. But it's gotten a little strange. A little strange this week. A little bit.
Last night was infuriating.
Talk to
on
me,
many,
John.
Many
what's
last night? Well,
he's just all through the prism of the playoffs. It's not
the hottest
about
team
last
in
night.
Baseball, the Marlins.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. They won 12 of 13 or whatever.
But it's all about what it represents for next week. And hopefully beyond. John, talk to me. Last night, what are you thinking?
It was absurd. I mean, some of the calls that didn't go our way. I mean, I'm just it was Kepler who was up, and this was for me. This was late, and this is after. I just can't even understand what. The misfortune that befell repeatedly, it was Kepler at the plate when there was a fastball. It was about 6 to 8 inches too high, called a strike.
Funny you go right there. I go right to the bullpen.
Yeah, thank you. The bullpen blew this game.
It reminded me of last year, Game 1 versus the Mets.
Yep.
Zach Wheeler last year versus the Mets gave the Phillies a superb start. Now, if it's Steve Carlton back in 19, you know, whatever, he probably finishes the game, goes all nine innings, and that's it, and we'll see you in Game 2 tomorrow. But we know the way Topper handled it last year, and I was okay with it. I mean, it was a trustworthy bullpen last year, and he turned it over to the bullpen, and obviously after a superb Zach Wheeler start in Game 1, it completely fell apart with what happened in the, I think it was the ninth inning or the eighth inning, the combination, whatever the hell it was. It blew the game, and ultimately it set in motion blowing a series. Christopher Sanchez
last
night.
One run in the ninth.
Yeah, Christopher Sanchez last night gives them
two in the eighth.
Yeah. Last year?
No, this, that last
night. No, I know, exactly. So yeah. Christopher Sanchez last night gives him seven superb innings. That's, you know, young caliber Christopher Sanchez.
Went over 200 strikeouts.
Yeah, gets the 200 strikeouts. That's game one starting Christopher Sanchez. And you say, all right, I got a 3-0 lead. It's late. Let's rock and roll. Let's end this thing. By the way, let's not push Sanchez to get to 9 because I need him in about 10 days to pitch game one of the playoffs.
But he's at 91.
No,
right?
No, I get it, but I can also understand, let's get some guys in the bullpen some action. Let's try to get Kirk Green back on track. Duran has struggled a little bit lately.
A little bit.
You know, let's make sure we lock him in. And, you know, they both in and Ryan. So
do you still love Robertson like you did yesterday?
So here,
I thought of you.
No, I know. Probably a lot of people said. So it's a concern. Yeah. I mean, it is. And is it a massive concern? No. But to me, it's a reminder of how fast it can change in the postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, here's what, and this isn't breaking news. Seltzer doesn't have to hit the breaking news sounder. I know this because I've experienced it, and common sense tells us that even if we had it, our whole mood and mindset is going to shift dramatically after the first of the playoffs. Win or lose. And, you know, it's not hard to lose a baseball game. And, like, if they get in a 1-0 hole in a best of 5 series, you got a freaking problem fast. The odds are against you fast. So, what am I saying? Look, the Phillies are a heck of a baseball team. I still am not convinced they're a truly great baseball team. I'm actually not, because I still don't really believe in the guys at the bottom of the lineup. I'm being candid on that front. Obviously, they're a heck of a team. Obviously, they can play better than they did late last night. But you just want to see them just freaking fly. And the bullpen has been a concern all year. Improved, obviously, dramatically, Duran and Robertson and some players pitching better, Strom. But
Duran is Duran a little bit less dependable?
Yes, he's become a little less dependable.
And it hurts to say this. You know, this is not at all what I ever was expecting. He is like infallibility personified.
Look, he threw smoke, but it was right down the middle. Yeah,
unfortunately, right, not in the right place.
I mean, Rhea, that was a legit 101.
He concerns me a little bit.
Congrats to the hitter for hitting it. Yeah. Whoever hit, you know, that hitter had to feel the way, you know, when someone back in the day had to feel when Nolan Ryan would get smoked for a home run, because that was something. All right, 215. All right. 592-9494. All right, so we'll take your thoughts on the Phillies. You know, what's going on with the Phillies, obviously, at this stage. Again, no alarm. No, I'll say this. No sky falling. But some concerns as they get closer to the playoffs. We'll get into the Eagles. There's a ton to do with the Birds today. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Just off and rolling on the Wednesday morning. Again, we broadcast here at Bar and Grill. We are in Glen Hills. We thank Mystic Construction for their tremendous participation in the Eagles Autism Foundation. And great to be with you. You can be here. You can join us on the phone lines. What do you make of the Phil situation right now? And again, we'll crank that up coming up next. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Just visit FanDuel.com/John R to download the FanDuel app today and get started, because new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet, Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.